الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن لكم في الأنعام لعبرة نسقيكم مما في بطونه من بين فرث ودم لبنا خالصا سائغا للشاربين، ومن ثمرات النخيل والأعناب تتخذون منه سكرا ورزقا حسنا إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يعقلون. وأوحى ربك إلى النحل أن اتخذي من الجبال بيوتا ومن الشجر ومما يعرشون. صدق الله العظيم. سورة النحل آية number 67. In these few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes manifest His true glory and praise, His true majesty and grandeur by using a simple cow as an example to illustrate to us His true power, His true majesty and grandeur. And likewise, throughout the entire Quran Majeed, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to simple things. And Allah uses simple things as examples to prove His oneness, His greatness, and to prove to us many other aspects, like the example of a mosquito, an example of a fly, a scorpion, a bee, etc. Because the ultimate purpose of the entire Quran is for us to understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we will never find any difficult, intricate example mentioned in the Quran, which is above our understanding and our comprehension, which we find difficulty in understanding. Because the purpose for revealing this Quran is for us to take heed, to ponder over the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to cogitate and contemplate over the ayat and the verses of this Quran, and thereafter to recognize who is our creator, to recognize Allah's oneness, His grandeur, His majesty, His power, to truly recognize who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to gain the ma'rifat, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many examples to prove to us His oneness and His greatness. In this verse, Allah draws our attention to a cow. Allah uses the example of a cow. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبَرَةٌ. Verily, there is a lesson for you in grazing livestock, in cattle. What is the lesson? What is the point? وَإِنُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثِ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِشَارِبِينَ. On one side of the belly of the cow, there is dung, manure, excreta. On the other side, there is blood. So between these two passages, or between these two streams of impurity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this cow produce fresh, pure, white milk. Between these two passages of impurity and najasat, we find that this cow produces fresh, pure, white milk, which is sa'igh, palatable, sweet, for anyone who drinks it. And all of us enjoy drinking the milk. What a beautiful example, illustrating the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, in every single thing else, there is a clear sign that indicates towards the oneness and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is an atom, or whether it is a huge item, whether it is an atom, or a dust particle, or whether it is a huge desert, or the sky, or the earth, whatever it may be. Therefore, the poet says very beautifully, وَعَجَبًا كَيْفَ يُعْصَى الْإِلَهِ أَمْ كَيْفَ يَجْحَدُهُ الْجَاحِدُ وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. How amazing it is, how astonishing it is, that a person has the ability, a person has the guts, and he has the courage to deny Allah's oneness, to reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal'iyadu billah. Or he has the courage and he has the audacity to violate the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to break the orders of Allah Rabbul Izzat, whereas Allah is the King of all kings. In every single thing, in every single atom, there is a sign that indicates towards the oneness, the grandeur, the loftiness, the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever it may be. Nevertheless, in this verse, Allah uses the cow as an example to illustrate to us His true majesty and power. Thereafter, Allah speaks about His different favors He has bestowed upon us, In the next verse, Allah says, وَمِنْ ثَمَرَاتِ النَّخِيلِ وَالْأَعْنَابِ تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْهُ سَكَرًا وَرِزْقًا حَسَنًا. And from the fruit of date palms and vineyards, referring to grapes and dates, Allah says, you extract an intoxicating drink and a pure sustenance. Of course, this does not refer to wine or alcohol or those haram intoxicating drinks, which is totally impermissible. There are many laws pertaining to those drinks which are extracted from grapes and dates, for which we have to refer to our scholars and our jurists. It is not so simple to extract any law from the Quran and Majid. Nevertheless, Allah says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكْ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ. In that also, there is a sign for those who understand, for those who take heed, for those who apply their minds. As for those whose hearts are blocked and concealed, whose hearts have been sealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will never take heed. They can continue reading the Quran day and night, that won't benefit them to the least bit. All these signs, these ayat, these verses, are only beneficial for those people who take heed, those people who apply their minds, those people who contemplate over the verses of the Quran and Majid. In the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then draws our attention to a very small creature of His makhluk and His creation, which is none other than the honeybee. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ. Allah has inspired the bee to build its homes in mountains, in trees, and in the structure that man constructs in this world, in the buildings of human, in the different structures that man constructs in this world. In this day, in this time and age, when the main focus and aim of every single person is advancement of technology, every person wants to get the latest phone, the latest Android system, the latest machinery, the latest equipment, the latest instruments. And that country which is quite advanced in technology, that is known to be a booming country. Look at the technology Allah has taught a bee, a simple creature. Look at the technology of a bee. That subhanAllah, a bee builds its entire house on its own. Without any equipment, without any machinery, it builds its entire home itself. Then again, when insan and man builds any building, he starts from the foundation and gradually the building rises until the building reaches its climax. Slowly the building grows. Whereas if you look at the engineering, the technology that a bee uses when building its home, so amazing. It starts from the bottom and from the top. Gradually it rises and gradually it descends. Few bees get together, they assemble and they get together and they all assist one another in building their home or building their house of theirs. And every bee starts from its exact point. One from the right, one from the left, one from the middle, one from the top, the other from the bottom. And they all come together and there's not even a centimeter gap between the different points. The gaps of the starting points are totally invisible to us. This is the technology and the engineering of a bee, which Allah has taught. Thereafter Allah says, ثُمَّ كُلِي مِن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ فَاسْلُكِي سُبُلَ رَبِّكِ ذُلُلًا. Allah orders the bee that eat from the different types of fruit, whereby the bee extracts pollen from the different flowers. فَاسْلُكِي سُبُلَ رَبِّكِ ذُلُلًا. Allah commands the bee to traverse its paths, which Allah has subjugated for it. And Allah has made it very easy for the bee to travel on the different routes, the different pathways. Under this verse, some scientists have discovered that when the queen bee, which does all the work, it extracts the pollen and it produces honey, when this queen bee leaves its home and then it finds or discovers a new source of food, it discovers some pollen which was not discovered before. Now this queen bee returns to its home or the beehive, and then this bees are totally deaf, they cannot hear anything. So there's no way of communicating with the other bees to inform them that there's some source of food very nearby. So this queen bee does goes around a few times It makes few circles in the air. It dances for a few seconds, through which it informs the other bees that there is some source of food very nearby. There's some pollen very nearby. And through these few circles, which it circulates, it navigates the entire route to the source of food. And it guides the other bees to go to that place, and thereafter extract the pollen from those flowers and come back. Allah says, through the entire internal process that takes place, after the pollen is extracted, and it goes into the belly of that bee, and then an entire process takes place in the belly of that small creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُ فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. A drink of different shades and colors then emerges, in which there is cure and shifa for all our maladies, all our illnesses, all our sicknesses, which refers to honey. That honey which is produced by the bee, Allah has promised that there is shifa in it. There is cure for all our maladies, provided we have the correct yaqeen, the correct conviction, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised shifa, Allah has promised to cure us through honey, and therefore we are guaranteed that we will be cured, and we have it with the correct yaqeen. Once a sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he complains, Ya Rasulullah, my brother is suffering of running stomach. Istatlaqa batnu akhi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, Isqihi asalan. Give your brother some honey to drink. The sahabi returns. After some time, again he comes back, Ya Rasulullah, my brother is still feeling very sick. He hasn't recovered as yet. What should I do? Again, the same response. Isqihi asalan. Give him some honey to drink. The sahabi returns. He comes a third time, the gist of the entire hadith. The third time again, he puts forward his complaint. Ya Rasulullah, my brother is still feeling very ill. He hasn't still recovered. What should I do now? Again, same response. Isqihi asalan. Give him more honey to drink. And then he says, Allah has spoken the truth. And now the stomach of your brother is lying. The stomach of your brother is speaking lies. Allah has promised us shifa. Go back again and give him honey to drink for a fourth time. This sahabi returns. Again he gives his brother honey to drink. And immediately, instantly he was recovered. He was given shifa from that illness of his. Because Allah has promised shifa in this honey, which is produced by the small creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ لَعِقَ الْعَسَلَ ثَلَاثَ غُدُوَاتٍ مِنْ كُلِّ شَهْرٍ لَمْ يُصِبُ عَظِيمٌ مِنَ الْبَلَاءِ. The narration of Ibn Majah that states, that person who licks honey, or that person who drinks some honey, 3 mornings every month, that person who takes some honey, 3 mornings every month, he will not be afflicted by any major disease, by any major sickness. In this time and age, we all have this fear of being diagnosed with cancer, or heart failure, or this disease, or that sickness. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has promised, لَمْ يُصِبُ عَظِيمٌ مِنَ الْبَلَاءِ. This person will not be afflicted by any major disease. And this is also scientifically proven, medically proven, that honey protects a person, or it prevents from cancer, from heart failure, and many other diseases. So let's try and make it a point to every day have a few, or at least 1 teaspoon of honey. With this conviction, this yaqeen, Allah has promised that there is shifa in it, there is cure in it, and guaranteed all the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, haqq and true, and there cannot be any doubt in the Quran and Majid. May Allah grant us the true conviction. May Allah protect us from all types of harm and illnesses and diseases. May Allah help us understand the Quran and Majid, understand His message in the Quran. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم بحمدك ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت ونستغفرك ونتوب إليك.